We're looking at an orally administered, maybe 7 to 10 days, given to person who is early on in the course of their infection before you get to the cascade of events that lead to the aberrant activation inflammatory response that kills people. Because we know now from a lot of experience with the care of these individuals that if you can keep that virus from going to the upper airway to going down into the lung and other organ systems, you can change what could be a devastating disease and make it an upper airway common cold type approach, which is really what we need to do. We only need to knock out that virus for about 7 to 10 days rather than lifelong what we have to do with HIV.
What are you telling people is the optimal profile?
Okay. The optimal profile, we're comfortable with this because we've developed product profiles for so many other drugs, including with HIV. So first of all, I want a pill that blocks a specific viral function. I want to give it once a day, if possible. I want it to be low in toxicity, and I want it to have very minimal drug-drug interactions. So orally administered, single pill, given for 7 to 10 days, little drug-drug interaction, and low toxicity. Give me that, and I'll be really happy.